The Long History of the Future. Why Tomorrow's Technology Still Isn't Here, by Nicole Kobe. Read for you by Craig Van Ness. Introduction. It's been said that the best way to predict the future is to create it. That may be true, but have you ever tried building anything? Driverless cars, flying ones, superintelligent artificial intelligence, or AI, humanoid robots, cyborgs. Clever scientists, genius engineers, and self-taught polymaths have been trying to build these visions of the future for decades or longer. Yet here we are, driving licenses for road-bound cars in our pockets, domestic chores still done by our own meaty hands, our thinking limited by our brains rather than extended by machines. Our failure to build these future technologies has nothing to do with our lack of effort. The brightest minds of multiple generations have spent lifetimes developing these ideas at top universities, famous labs, Silicon Valley campuses, and startup garages, not to mention the eccentric inventors who go it on their own. And we've had success. Neural networks aren't new. They've been in the works since the 1940s. Though our commutes aren't airborne, the first flying cars were licensed to fly in the 1950s. The first augmented reality headset was plunked on a student's head in the 1960s. Today, most people have smartphones, the internet is almost ubiquitous, and space tourism is beginning. Back in the 1930s, when Norman Bel Geddes was dreaming up driverless cars and Alan Turing accidentally invented AI, an iPhone would have been beyond anyone's wildest dreams. And right now, there's probably one in your pocket. There is in mine. These aren't future technologies because they're here now.